Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. This is a season to be jolly, fa la la la, la 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 la. Don we now to gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll accent, Utah carol, fa la la la, la 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 la. The blazing you before us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la. Follow me, merry measure, fa la 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 la. When I tell Utah treasure, fa la 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 la. Fast away. The old year passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new, ye lads and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous till together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
Now, back to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. This weekend we are off. The 8th, I'm going to the hockey game, see your Tampa Bay Lightning. The 7th, I am trying my best to avoid going to Barry Manilow. And I'm worried that that's a commitment I made a long time ago. But then the following week, on the 14th, we will be having the 10th anniversary gig. It's been 10 goddamn years of Pitbull Toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be out there at the Stockyard in Holiday, all brought to you by Bud Light. We'll have special guests stopping by. We'll be doing new music and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff, all happening at the Stockyard. Now, the Stockyard is a beautiful place. It is huge, and everybody's like, so what are you doing, country music? No, it's a facility that has country bands play live, like national touring acts. That's the kind of stage and stuff they have. And we know that we share an audience with a country audience, so anytime there's a great venue for us to play, we don't care what they're playing in there. We've played at plenty of country bars before. So we're happy to be out there, and that'll be next Friday the 14th at the Stockyard Holiday.
And we do some country.
Yeah, we do. Maybe we'll bust a little out that night. You don't know. I need to buy a fake Christmas tree. I don't know. I need another Christmas tree, and I kind of like the one we have in the studio. So now I'm like, do I just get another real one, or do I just go ahead and get the fake one?
I mean, the fake ones are nice, and once they're decorated and stuff, it looks very nice, and you can put the little sticks that smell like pine on there and everything.
I don't even care about it. I just need like a living room Christmas tree.
How big do you need it?
Like maybe 7-8 feet-ish. Yeah. F&J Christmas Trees, 17710 North U.S. Highway 41 in Lutz. That's where I got my tree from, and that's where we got the one in the studio from. That's also the guy who has given us, in past years, dozens and dozens of trees to give away to homeless people. Not homeless people, sorry, but poor people who can't afford to buy a Christmas tree. There should be no reason why you don't have a tree. If you can't afford a tree, you should be able to find one for like 10, 20 bucks somewhere. I remember when my girlfriend years ago was in college, her and her roommate were like really depressed because it was like finals time.
Right.
And neither one of them had a pot to pee in, and I went out and bought him a Christmas tree, It was $20. I found a nice little tiny one for $20. So, but this guy is great. His family's great, and they always take care of the people. F&J Christmas Trees, right over there on US 41 in Lutz. If you would like to buy a tree, go support the people who support the people in the community. It is now time for us to check in with Galvin. He has today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Starting out with some Deathpool news.
I was deeply saddened by this to the point where I almost cried, which is odd for a stranger that you don't know to be that sad.
Of course, talking about Ken Berry from Mama's Family. I knew you were where you were going. Nor George H.W. Bush, who served as the 41st president of the United States, died at 10 p.m. on Friday. He was 94 years old. He had been dealing with several health problems, including a form of Parkinson's.
Including 90 years old.
Yeah, 94 years old. His wife, Barbara Bush, of course, had died in April at the age of 92. George H.W. Bush will lie in state this week ahead of the day of national mourning announced to take place on December 5th. So, President Bush.
Have you seen the picture of his dog yet?
Yeah, in front of the casket that they staged.
I mean, that's so staged.
Yeah.
It's the president's, what do they call those dogs? Helper dogs there?
Yeah, service dog.
Service dog. And it's a beautiful golden lab. And I forgot the dog's name, but the dog's name is like Sparky or something like that.
Yeah, something with an S.
Sparky H.W. Bush is the dog's real name. And it took care of the president, and now it's lying in front of his coffin, and they're like, it won't leave its side. Don't think we don't know you line the coffin with sausages and put the dog over there at the bottom for the picture.
Sully
H.W. Bush is the dog's name.
Did you ever see that dog, though, the one that's laying on the grave of the guy, and it's crying? Like, it's visibly crying. It's going,
and tears are
coming out. No, tears are coming out of its eyes, and it wouldn't leave the grave.
Oh,
it was really sad. Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. Like, how do we know that dogs cry? I never saw a dog cry before.
I mean,
really? I heard.
I never saw a dog cry before. That dog was crying. Tears were coming out of its eyes, and it was going, it was like it was blubbering.
I was just going to make a joke, and I can't even make the joke. I was going to be like, when you kick it and it makes that high pitched noise, that's crying. But that's a joke. I've never kicked the dog. I just knew everybody would get mad if I said it, so I didn't say it.
And of course, everybody who is wondering, yes, I got a whopping 6 points.
Yeah, good.
Pearl GW.
President, yeah.
You needed those, huh?
I'm not saying, obviously, not now, but maybe next year, you should get more points for a president.
Well, that's a good...
You know, that's maybe something.
But no, because now we only have Carter.
Clinton,
Bush Jr., Obama.
Yeah, so...
And Trump.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of them out there.
Right. Yeah. One for each of us.
We could do president, vice president, maybe even throw a first lady in there.
Ooh.
You know, something. I don't know.
We'll you're going to get the Secret Service.
No, I want them all to stay alive and everybody should be happy. And stuff. So, yeah, 6 more points to my 700 and something, whatever. Also, yes, Ken Berry, who we have a picture up on Bone TV.
Now, what do you think of when you think about Ken Berry?
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family. Yeah. They're always saying F Troop.
Well, a TV actor from the 60s and 70s who starred in F Troop, Mama's Family, and Mayberry RFD.
He did?
Yeah, Mayberry RFD. He died on Saturday. He, of course, played Vinton Harper on Mama's Family, which was a spinoff from the Carol Burnett show that starred Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence is Mama.
As Mama.
Dorothy Lyman as... what was her name? Winona? Fiona? I don't remember.
Carol Burnett is Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice. What a ridiculous show this was.
Oh, but we really watched it.
I remember my great-grandparents loved it.
Yeah.
Mama's Family. Man, we had a thing in New York. If you were Southern and sassy, just like Flo from Alice, we loved.
Yeah.
And anybody on Mama's Family.
It's so funny because that was always like, she's not really old. That's a young lady. It was the same
and on the Golden Girls,
yep.
The youngest one is the oldest
one. Yeah, Estelle Getty's actually younger, but she's playing the old one.
Hey, Joe, how about this for a little side-by-side challenge if you can do this? Who is Ken Berry's girlfriend in Mama's Family?
The blonde, yeah. She was Eunice.
Well,
Eunice was Carol Burnett.
Oh, man. I got to figure out what her name was.
Well, here, I can look it up real quick.
Okay. Because she looks exactly like Stephen Sweet, the drummer for warrant. We can do a little side by side. Did Mama's Family have a theme?
Naomi.
Naomi.
Very funny.
What is that?
Okay, you guys. You know this song. It's called
Vicki Lawrence
mm-hmm.
doing some sort of live stage show.
Oh, boy.
Vicki Lawrence is on a new show where they're old and David Alan Greer is on there. And David Greer looks like he's 80-some years old because he has gray hair.
Gray face. Gray facial hair.
Yeah.
This is Vicki Lawrence singing the Mama's Family theme song. Did you know it had words?
Let's find out.
By the way, you're ripping off the Fall Guy theme.
Yeah, it's just a sped up version, yeah.
Nobody knows the song.
No, yeah.
No, they're all in. I don't care. You don't think Vicki Lawrence had a hit song?
No.
Think about it. You do.
I imagine Vicki Lawrence, like Kroger's grocery store, has like a yearly retreat.
Yeah.
And this year, we've got Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought Kroger's
Entertainment.
Kroger's has a lady that's doing recipes in the lobby for a week. Celebrity
Lawrence.
Recipes. This is Vicki Lawrence. Hit song, I would venture to say number one in the 70s or maybe even early 80s. You know this song.
Bitches be bitches and what? No, that's not right.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her.
Sounds like Thunder Road.
Right?
Hello. And he said, hi, what's doing? Whoa, said, sit down, I got some bad news, it's gonna hurt.
Oh, boy.
Said, I'm your best friend, and you know
you
that's
know yet?
Right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth.
Cheating.
He got mad, and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth.
Somebody's singing this in their car
right now.
I've been
with her myself.
Did you know that?
Did she originally do
yes.
that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge song. I didn't know.
It says also Killing Me Softly, but that can't be hers.
By the way, did they record that in somebody's backyard?
That
did
was
you hear those drums? It sounded like cardboard boxes. Kink, 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 kink.
Uncle Phil did it in the church.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. What else do we have in news?
She Mama's did that. That was her original
that was her
song.
Song.
She recorded that.
Wow.
Vicki Lawrence. I don't know. Let me see what year. It looks like 1974. I was 3 years old.
What is that called? When the lights went out in Georgia?
The night that the lights went out in Georgia.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
I hope I'm not wrong. Silence.
In Georgia original. Hold on. I lost it.
Vicki Lawrence. I can't listen to that either. I don't know if she wrote it, but she sang it. She had the hit with it in 1974. Thank you.
1972.
Uh-oh.
Bobby Russell is the songwriter.
Okay.
And
means
sung,
nothing.
And sung by Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah,
there you go.
Crazy.
Wow, I did not know that. That is something I learned today.
Everybody will have gone to work today to lean over and either say, did you know Vicki Lawrence sang that song? Or you believe those idiots didn't know that was Vicki Lawrence?
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, you got something to talk about today.
Know, sometimes you're you don't willing. Know everything. Deputies in Central Florida cleared a park before the arrival of Robert Bruce Kendall. Oh, that was nice of them. Orange County Sheriff's Office cleared the park on Tuesday because they had received an anonymous tip that Kendall, 48 years old, was playing Santa Claus without disclosing his employment as a Santa. Kendall is a registered sex offender.
Oh.
Having been convicted in 1993 of sexual battery on a child 12 years or younger, after receiving the tip on November 21st, Orange County Sergeant Rich Manquich contacted Kendall via his Craigslist ad, which he sold professional services as Santa Bob. The deputy offered him $80 to portray Santa at a corporate event at Rose Place Park. When Kendall arrived in full Santa gear, He was arrested and charged with violating the terms of his sex offender registry.
Oh, just meeting kids in the park.
There he is. Oh, look at that Santa right
Santa
there.
Santa slob.
Yep.
Oh, Santa Bob, no.
Yeah. Santa Bob. Santa Neil and Bob.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. Kids.
Oh,
God.
Oh, well, come true if you don't sit on my lap.
You really want the toy?
Feel my sack.
Of toys.
Feel how smooth it is? It's nice. Look at the white hair on top.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Santa Claus. Be careful when hiring Santas.
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, the worst thing they should do is be drunks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm used to that.
You get the rosy red cheeks. A couple of nips of gin or something. Yeah, we know what's going on.
Yeah, don't ask me about my rigor.
Speaking of Santa Claus, a substitute teacher in New Jersey told a first grade class, by the way, if you're listening right now and you have kids in the car, turn it down for a second.
Yeah, just
quick. I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A substitute teacher in New Jersey told a first grade class that Santa wasn't real.
Oh, what a jerk.
And the school had to wind up sending out an apology letter. It was a substitute, not even a regular teacher.
It
was
like, I'm going to come
in and ruin Mrs. Kravitz's class.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Jerk.
I got to tell you, it's worse when the kids do it.
Yeah,
can't control the kids.
Yeah, but the kids, they want to, you know, show that they know something. Like, yeah. I found out.
Yeah.
I knew when I was 7. No big deal. 17, I know. Speaking of kids in school, a Hawaiian preschool mistakenly served Pine Sol instead of apple juice last week. Pine Sol, the cleaner?
In Hawaii. I thought that was okay.
3 kids drank some of it. But they're going to be okay. Here is a parent and a health official talking about drinking Pine Sol instead of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. My first reaction was wondering why they would store the two in the same part of the building. My son didn't ingest any of it, or I don't think he even put it to his lips. I don't think a lot of the kids did.
Just a sip or a taste or a lick is probably not a real big problem. But if a lot is consumed, then that can be a problem.
What could Pine Sol taste like that somebody's taking more than a sip or a lick?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, think about it. Maybe they have cookies or something, and they like, eat a bunch of cookies, and I'm going to drink this real fast.
I don't know.
If they did, they're first graders, or not first graders. They're, what did it say? They are
preschool.
Preschool kids. You know what I mean? So think about how preschool kids drink. Real fast. You know, I don't know. But yeah, like the one lady said, probably shouldn't do that.
Oh.
Now they're moving their rat poison away from the sugar.
Popcorn.
Yeah. That they have, you know. Oh, I don't know. They're both in cylinders and
we're going to
do that. So you know the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Cold Outside. Vicki Lawrence, original singer.
Oh. No, yeah. Not true.
No, there is a radio station in Cleveland called Star 102. It is banning the Christmas classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside, because the lyrics seem slightly less innocent these days. They claim their listeners made the call, but the ones commenting on their Facebook are certainly not happy about it. I have the song, some of the songs.
Now, before you play it, I could live without this song. It's the reasoning of why I'm going to defend this song when it comes back, because it's getting ridiculous now.
Okay.
It's not like, oh, this is so a part of my Christmas that I have to have it. But all right, play a little bit of it,
and then I want you to listen closely to it. So here, a little bit of it.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the neighbors pour. Might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cosby. Out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in
at
closer.
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
All right. Now, I can't imagine what you're going to say to me that's going to make me think that song is bad.
My whole thing, what did you put in this drink? That's the thing that is like,
Yeah, but I mean, also, you have to think of the time that the song was written And people were always like, ooh, what's in this? A strong drink? What's in this drink? It's was one of the things you say when you don't really mean it. It's the same reason why people put ice in their drinks when they drink alcohol straight up. It's not because they like it watered down. It's because they want to seem like less alcoholics.
But it's also like she's trying to leave and he's like, hey, you can't. It's a storm out there. You should really stay here. What are your neighbors going to think? Oh, it's really bad outside. You got to stay here. Give me that. Get over here.
What's this chloroform smell like?
All right. So,
Listen to me. This song has been around forever. It's a cute little song about a guy and a girl, and the girl is saying, I should go, but I don't want to. And the guy was like, why would you go and leave me? Stay here and have a drink. Loosen up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a tale of time. It's been going on forever. It's what we do. We bring you over. We try to make you comfortable, and then we make a move. And hopefully the alcohol sets both of us, our nerves calm a little bit so that an uncomfortable situation is taken over and we can make love or fall in love or just have a good night of banging, and that's it. Now, there is the one line that says, what did you put in this drink? Now with Cosby ruining that for everybody, then you have to go, what is it? Is he poisoning her? But the truth is, it's just, it's been done by so many people over time. It's a cute little Christmas song about it being cold outside and how much more warm and comfortable it would be if we just sat here together and in front of the fireplace and kept each other warm. Mm-hmm. What potential couple doesn't hear that song and think it's cute? Hey, who complains about these big fairies?
I don't know. I think it's absolutely ridiculous because now you're just erasing stuff. You're like, okay, well, this doesn't work anymore. And I could see if it was blatant. That's a little, you're reading into it a lot and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, if it was like, if she's like, I really should go, and he's like, hang on, I'm emptying what was in my ring in your drink, and you'll never know. And she's like, I really think I should leave, and he's like, don't make me hold you down. Then you gotta go, okay, hold on, this guy was a little bit rapey.
The room is starting to blur.
You won't feel a thing. Tomorrow, if you tell anybody, I'm gonna kill your dog. Then we'd have to go, all right, this is a problem.
So when Steve-O was in here, of course, you and Steve-O got your matching Grindr tattoos.
What?
I don't know whether you heard about this or not. The president of Grindr spoke out against gay marriage.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He says he believes marriage is between a man and a woman, not between a man and a man. Of course, he is a guy who they wound up buying out Grindr. It's some Chinese gaming company, whatever. So it's not like the guy who came up with Grindr, you know.
Mr. Grindr.
Right. And some other guy, and he's like, hey, all you guys using my my app that I own now, I don't think you should be able to get married, creeps.
Unless I put something in your drink, then you two guys could do whatever you want.
Some woman walked into a convenience store in Philadelphia and wanted free beer. When the cashier wouldn't give her any, she pulled out a can of hairspray and a lighter, and this is what happened. We have some video on Bone TV. Check this out. So she pulls out the thing and starts spraying the hairspray all over the inside and stuff, and then a lighter, and does a little blowtorch action. Starts burning. Yeah, starts burning stuff up in there. This is actually,
what did she want?
She wanted free beer. She didn't have any money. She wanted some free beer. This is the clerk actually talking about what happened.
She have no money, so she want beer. I said, hey, you need to get out of here, you know. That's the reason she's such a more angry. She see me go out, so she want to fight with me.
That could have got dangerous.
It is. If this spray into my face, I think my eyes is gone. You know, so she's crazy.
She's spraying into my face. I think my eyes is gone.
Oh, there's a lot. Crazy. I thought she melted his ice.
I think my eyes is gone.
Oh.
You know, so she's crazy.
So
she's,
his ice is gone.
She's crazy. She's crazy. Yeah, she does seem a little crazy, though. A Secret Santa, we were talking about this. You wanted to do a little Secret Santa where you go and do the paying off the
layaway. Yeah, I love this because I talked about it, and then it happened here locally, and everybody thought it was me.
Secret Santa just paid off $45,000 worth of layaway items at a Walmart in Colorado. Here are two of the women that had some stuff on layaway talking about how nice it was.
Each time somebody went up to the counter, they're just like, oh, an anonymous donor, like, paid it off for you. And, like, the next person would be like, an anonymous donor paid it off for you. And so, and then everybody was just really happy.
People like us, who we don't always know how Christmas is going to happen, and then to have this kind of act is amazing. Other people do small acts, which is greatly appreciated, but this one really stood out.
See, you can make people feel good.
I haven't done my my good deed yet for the year. Every Christmas I do one or a couple little things, and I haven't figured out. Don't all send me your ideas.
So you're talking about paying off the layaway, but you said you don't really want to do that because you don't know.
I don't want to do it at Walmart.
Yeah. And I said about maybe giving people, you know, a gift card or a $100 bill or something, or doing something like that.
Yeah.
What about just waiting somewhere, whether it be whatever store, and then whenever you see a family that you're
I'll tell you why. Because that same thing when I gave that lady the front row tickets at WWE, because people just think you're a creep. There's no way they're going to believe that you're doing something nice without wanting something in return. And when you walk up to somebody, go, hey, you guys buying Christmas gifts there? I like the paper gift. People are like, why? Why do you want to do that? I don't understand what's going on.
No, but here's what you do, is you go up to the cashier and you go, listen, here's $100, and I'm going to stand right over here. When I give you the sign, that's the family that I want you to apply this $100 or $500 or whatever it is.
Oh, then it's going to be like, why'd you pick that family? Why not that family? I know. I'm telling you, guys, we got to think about all these things
first. All right, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
I think instead you should go rob somebody's house.
Oh, good
steal
call.
All their Christmas presents.
Oh.
Do the reverse.
All right.
And then give it back to him. Then you're the hero. Nailed it. Got it, everybody. You probably saw this on social media. There was a couple walking through Times Square in New York on Friday, and the guy went to propose to the girl that he was with. Did you see this?
I did.
Yeah. But he fumbled the ring and it fell down into a sewer grate.
Now, if that's not a sign from God, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we have some video on Bone TV here. You can see them in the right-hand corner there. He goes to get down and whoops-a-daisy, there it goes right down through the grate. First off, that's a sign that the guy you're going to marry or possibly going to marry is an idiot that has expensive things around a sewer grate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't do that. And, hey, let's do it real sexy and nice like by here, by the sewer grate.
Yeah.
So where did he propose? Oh, on the street near a sewer grate with steam, garbage, poop smell coming up through it and stuff. Anyways, he wound up fumbling the ring and it fell down the sewer grate. They asked the cops to help them find the ring, but they couldn't spot it, so the couple wound up leaving because there wasn't really anything they could do. The next day, though, the cops went back and managed to find the ring deep down in some mud, but they didn't have the couple's info, so they went to social media, tweeted out the video of the botched proposal, and it worked. They wound up getting in touch with the couple and stuff.
Now the couple is on social media trying to find the cops so they could say thank you.
Right.
They don't know who the cops are.
Yeah. So do they still get married?
I mean, if that's not a sign from the sweet baby Jesus that this guy is not the guy or she's not the girl, he went to give it to her and God bit slapped it out of his hand. Don't do it. Don't do it. Whacked it right.
He was like, no.
Spiritually whapped it out of his hand.
Is that Alice? Don't.
No,
that
Alice.
How many times I have to tell you that she's bad? I try to hit her lightning one time. I'm giving you all the signs I can. She finally hits it in the drain. And the devil got into those cops. And the devil's like, oh, get the ring and give it back. Now look at them.
I'd find that ring and be like, yep, didn't find it.
Sorry. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, you're the devil.
What to tell you. Also, if you came up to me, if I was a cashier and you're like, here's $500, I'd be like, yep, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All I know is I love that all my buddies from high school who are New York cops, none of them would be like, well, we should probably get down in the grate and find this guy. They would be like, oh, sorry, jerk off.
That's lost. We did a story about, remember the kid who dyed his hair and his head swelled up and stuff?
No, but I think I know the story you're about to do.
Well, we had done one a little while ago where that happened, but there's another one. A 19-year-old girl from France named Estelle is wishing that she had taken an allergy test before getting her hair done. The teen picked up a brand of hairstyle dye at a local store, and while she did do the allergy
she
test.
She did?
Yeah, she only waited 30 minutes instead of the recommended 48 hours before doing the dye job.
Mm-mm.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
48 hours, 30 minutes. That's not working out if my math is right. Anyways, she wound up having some problems with this. We have some video of her. Check this out. There's what she looks like normally.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. Right?
I've only seen the after.
Now look.
Oh,
alien face.
Oh, that's the one I saw.
Look at that. She looks like an orangutan.
Light bulb head.
Yeah. Oh, man. She is all swells up. That is rough looking, man.
Yeah, she really looks disgusting.
Yeah. So that's her kind of back to normal now. She looked better in the other picture.
Yeah, she better do something with her hair.
Yeah, right there. She looks good. Oh. Joey, go to the still shot that they have. Okay. If you can do that. They had a still shot of her where she looks really, really rough. That picture right there. Oh. That's the pic, man.
That's the orangutan face.
Yeah. Look how swelled up that is. That looks terrible, man.
That's terrifying.
So if it says allergy test and it says 48 hours, don't do it and wait 30 minutes. And they go, seems fine.
Oh.
I texted my wife the other day. I go, what are you doing? She's like, I'm getting my hair done. And I just send her that picture.
Make sure they know what's going on. So the XFL is set to make a big announcement next week.
I know it. I'm so excited.
To reveal the 8 cities that'll host teams. But appears the final list has been posted early. According to a new listing on the league's website, the following cities and regions will host teams in the inaugural season of the rebooted XFL in 2020.
You want to let you know a little secret?
Sure.
I'll tell you after you finish your story.
So Dallas is going to have a team.
Yep.
Houston is also going to have a team, so big in Texas. Los Angeles is going to have a team. New York, St. Louis, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and Tampa Bay.
Woo!
Have a team in 2020 for the XFL. The league will officially unveil the 8 cities. I just did. The venues they'll play for the inaugural season in 2020 during a live stream at noon Eastern Standard Time on the league website and on Twitter and stuff.
When?
But you already got it. You already know now.
Well, here's the deal.
What's the deal?
I don't know the name yet of the team.
Okay.
Okay. But I will tell you that Super Agent Tony Burton called me,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't offer me anything, but they did. No, I'm serious. I'm going to be the starting running back. No, they did talk to me about doing color commentary.
Oh, really?
For the broadcast.
Yeah.
Yes. To which I said to them, I don't know nothing about football. And they go, perfect.
Mm.
So that is something that I'm considering.
A possibility?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because
I think it'd be funnier because I don't know. I could do color commentary and go, whoa, look, I got a nuts ring.
Right, but also if you have somebody in there who is a former player stuff.
They put two names by me that I thought were fantastic. When the XFL was in Orlando before, Brad Culpepper, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and now superstar lawyer, was their color commentary guy.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to say it was like the Monsters or somebody from Orlando.
But the good thing about it is because you could be like, oh my God, that guy just got killed. Like, why would they even try that? What play? Is that even a real play?
Yeah, I would love to be like, come on, you can't tell me when that happens to you, your head's not ringing. Like, that was the whole idea. They want somebody with a different perspective, mm-hmm. with a different view. And plus, I've watched football long enough where I, you know, it's not like I have no idea what's going on.
If you do decide to do it, or if you don't.
Oh, by the way, I don't want to, I'm one of the people they're talking to
right.
So it's not like they're waiting for my response.
Well, if it does happen, or even if it doesn't happen, maybe give me a tryout as a kicker.
I have to tell you, I think you'd be silly not to.
Yeah.
They are going to hold open auditions if they haven't already.
Open auditions. All
right. Open tryouts. No,
I'll go with my tap shoes.
Well, I got auditions. You got tryouts.
Tryouts, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if I was like, and now my radio partner Galvin gets up there to kick?
Galvin, you better not miss this, you
son
of a bitch.
Christ. I told you, it's Raymond James Stadium. It's not him.
Yeah.
But you know what? I read this weekend that the Vince McMahon is doing it right, where he's saying this is a compliment to the NFL and mm-hmm. college football, not competition. But then they're also describing it as fun-paced, family-friendly, and it reminds me too much of arena football. I hope they just stick to real football and do it that way.
Yeah, don't do any gimmick stuff, whatever. So do you think
they're not doing any gimmick stuff.
Do you think they keep the run to the ball for the kickoff?
Probably
thing?
Not. Too many people got hurt doing that.
Yeah, although they did innovate some of the camera things that the NFL wanted.
And they had no fair catch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what all the rules are going to be, but I will. If I take this job, I will know all the rules.
They'll have whatever name they want to put on the shirt and that type of stuff. Yeah.
That's funny. I just thought I was talking to Tony and I was like, I don't know. That just seems like something. And then the more I talk about it, I'm like, actually, now I'm really excited thinking about it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
What if they get Jesse Ventura to do it again?
Oh, that
Jesse did Tampa. He did Tampa Bay Buccaneers football, and he did XFL.
Let me tell you something, Cowhead. Can I call you Cowhead?
You can call me whatever you want, Jesse.
All right, listen. I used to play football back in the day. Then I found the feather boa.
When you played football, they had leather helmets.
That's right. I never wore one.
Oh, wow.
No, I used to go in there with a horn right in the middle of my head.
So now you think a feather boa is the way to go?
Feather boa. You wrap it around your head, you hold it on tight, and then you go tackle the guy. None of this mansy-pansy stuff that they go on the NFL. You hit the quarterback, you dig your knee into his chest, and you tell him you're not getting up, and then you spit in his mouth.
No mansy or pansy.
No mansy.
Dude, I gotta tell you, me and Jesse would be great together.
It'd be fantastic.
Or Jim Ross.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Or if they get some former football player, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to be somebody with nuts. Oh, you know, it'd be great. Would be Simeon Rice, but you'd have to keep him in this. You'd have to keep him in this atmosphere, though.
Yeah,
you know, he'd say anything though.
What is the name of the team? What do you think it would be a good name for the team?
You know, I was trying to think about it the other day. It's got to be something most likely alliterative. They're not going to do anything weather related. Like we've already got thunder and storms.
Do you think they do a playoff of Buccaneers Pirate type thing?
I don't think so. I don't. No, oh, maybe like... maybe if they go with an exaggerated Buccaneer like the Tampa Bay Swashbucklers or something queer like that. Mm. I'm trying to think of what else are Pirates called?
Marauders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like something like that.
Raiders.
Yeah. But they're not gonna do Raiders. I thought Raiders, and I thought you know, their big thing is Titan. Yeah. Would they do Tampa Bay Titans? I'm like, well, there's an NFL Titans team.
What about
I don't know.
Tampa Terror?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The Tampa Terror.
Yeah.
I mean, don't make it scary. It'd be Tampa Tall Guys.
Intimidating, you know.
All of our guys are 6'5 and over. Tampa Tall Guys.
Tampa Tea Time.
Oh,
I love Tea Time.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. The game starts.
Crumpets, everyone.
Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Bulls. I don't know. Tampa Bay Bullseyes. Tampa Bay. Could be something with a B.
Tampa
Bay Buccaneers.
No, we have that.
Tampa Bay. No, I'm saying. Oh. So Tampa Bay Barometric Pressure. No.
Because we have the Bandits.
What are the Bandits?
Bandits are the old football. Or old soccer. Old. I don't know. It's something old that we don't care about.
Yeah, okay.
We had Tampa Bay Bandits. Tampa Bay. Bukkakis.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Bananas.
Tampa Bay. We really are famous for nothing.
Tampa Bay Birthmarks.
Yeah.
They have the logo is just like a splotchy red. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We win, it rises. Uh-huh. We lose, it goes and fades out. I don't know. I'll work on it. I'll talk to Vince. We'll see.
Tampa Bay Birthers.
Ooh, Tampa Bay Bison.
Tampa Bay Bison.
Yeah, we don't have Buffalo here.
We don't need to have Buffalo.
Yeah, you do. It's got to be something indicative of the area.
You can just get one Buffalo and fly him in for the games.
I didn't say we couldn't get one. We don't have them here.
Tampa Bay Bicycles. Tampa Bay Bisexuals. Tampa Swingers.
Oh, right. That's what's up.
Tampa Bay Strip Clubs.
Let me, I'll open the phone lines. Don't all just come up with jerky there. If you have something that could be a potential name, Tampa Bay somethings or Tampa somethings, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
I like
Geo's got an idea.
I like the Tampa Terror.
Remember the movie Any Given Sunday with the Sharks?
Yeah.
There's no team, the Sharks.
Was that Miami, though?
I think it was,
It was Miami, yeah. But it was San Jose.
I think they go something like aquatics, like Tampa Bay Sharks or something
so
like that.
I'm sick of the nature things.
Yeah.
It's either weather-related or fish-related in this town. Like the Tampa Bay Rays, I think, is the dumbest name. Devil Rays are dumb. Tampa Bay Rays actually makes a lot more sense.
But do you remember any of the old XFL teams?
I remember them all. New York, New Jersey Hitmen, the Chicago Enforcers, the Orlando Rage. Give me the city, I'll give you the team.
Birmingham.
Birmingham Raiders. What was that?
Thunderbolts. Chicago.
Enforcers.
Las Vegas.
I do know the Gamblers.
Gamblers.
Outlaws.
Outlaws.
Good call.
Los Angeles.
Ooh. Extreme.
Yep. Memphis.
Grizzlies. No. Memphis.
Memphis.
Blue. Memphis. Country Twangers.
Bigfoots.
Maniacs with an X.
Ooh.
Then you get the New York and New Jersey Hitmen. San Francisco had a team.
Fairbirds.
Got it. Nailed it. they were the Demons.
Oh, that's one that Kiss owned, wasn't it?
No, Kiss owned the arena.
And then Orlando Rage.
Rage. Yeah.
Which Orlando Rage was a good logo and a good name for the team.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Hulk, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, so you don't really need something that represents the city, because why Rage?
Yeah, right?
Why? I mean, I get the hit.
All right, well, I'll be fine with that if they do. Yes. If they do, I don't like Terror personally, but it would fit.
You don't even need the alliteration either, because right. Like Orlando Rage, that's a cool name. Chicago Enforcers, that's a cool name.
Tampa.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know why this is so hard.
Tampa Terminators.
Well, I'm just going to go
through. That's not bad, though, if you want the alliteration, Tampa Terminators.
Josh, what do you got?
The Tampa Crew.
Terrible.
Like a Gaspilla, K-R-E-W-E.
I almost said no, but that is very local.
You'd get all those people out there.
You would. You'd get a bunch of pirate ships, a bunch of guys. That's actually what I really thought was a dumb idea, and that would be a very good idea, Josh. I don't like it, but it's a good all idea.
Right. It's a very lowest common denominator idea.
Sandy, what do you got?
Hey, guys, what about Tampa Bay Bootleggers?
Nope, don't like it. James, go ahead.
Is that me?
Donna. Sorry. Who is it? Donna. Hi, Donna.
Tampa Bay Barracudas.
No more fish. I don't want any more fish or any more weather.
Right?
James?
Yeah, then they can play a little song. Barracuda, heart.
Tampa Bay Razors.
Hey, it's a play off the Rays. Razors.
Yeah,
it is.
Swords, you know.
That's not bad, sir. That's not bad. Marion?
Marlin.
Sorry, actually, it doesn't say Marlin. I just didn't know why she was right. What do you got, Marlin?
Call you Marion.
How about the Tampa traffic? I get stuck in traffic.
It seems like you can't beat it, I'll tell you that. John, go ahead.
You just said no more fish. I was thinking Tampa Bay Bull Sharks, but how about Tampa Bay Bulldogs?
Yeah, but there's so many Bulldogs in sports already, and I kind of thought about that. It's very alliterative with the B, with the Bulldog and the Bay. And, you know, so is Barracuda, and you could play that music. That would be kind of cool.
Right?
I don't know. Alex, go ahead. Alex?
Yes, I'm calling. Yes, it's Tampa Tridents.
That's yeah, not water. So bad. You'll have a good design, a good logo.
Mm-hmm.
It is aquatic related. Aquaman's going to be a big hit.
It is the Bay.
All right. I like it, sir. Thank you.
So there's another football league that's supposed to be starting next year.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an Orlando team. I have those teams as well.
All right. Tell me what those are.
There's a team in Atlanta. They're the Legends. There's the Birmingham Iron. Mm-hmm. The Orlando Apollos.
Apollos?
Apollos. Yeah. The Memphis Express. The San Diego Fleet, the San Antonio Commanders, the Salt Lake Stallions, and the Arizona Hotshots.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Lenny just texted me, Tampa Bay Brawlers. That's very McMahon-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Very McMahon, Brawlers, Maniac.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. All right. Now people are just going to have dumb. I'm just going to go through this one time. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, I was thinking Tampa Bay Scallywags.
You're dumb. Frank, go ahead.
Tampa Bay Tortoises.
I like that. Samantha, go ahead.
Hi. I actually see something on Facebook that told the real name.
What is it?
Tampa Bay Tornadoes.
Could that be right?
But when was the last time we had a tornado in Tampa Bay? That makes
sense. Yeah, but it was promoting the German Holiday Fest downtown, and they said the new team, Tampa Bay Tornadoes, were
no, that's
there.
That's an arena team.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, you're terrible. I'm just kidding. Thank you. Tampa Bay Tornadoes is a professional arena team. Where do they play?
All right. Listen to me.
Oh, my God. Galvin's got it. Hands in the air.
Listen.
Yes.
We've got McDill, Tampa Bay, Top Guns.
Oh.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah. And then before the game, we go out of there and we bite at him.
So Tom Cruise lives here, too.
Yeah.
So he could be at the games.
That's one step closer to being close to Tommy's friend.
What do you do?
Danger zone.
You do a flyover for him?
Oh, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tampa Bay Top Guns.
Right? You're military. The uniforms are camouflage.
Oh.
Can't see us.
I have to tell you, Galvin, it's original.
Yeah.
Walter, what do you got?
Tampa Bay Stingrays.
Nope.
Terrible.
Jim, last call.
Tampa Bay Berserkers.
Trident was the best one we had.
Yeah.
Trident, and Galvin, I like your theory, but I don't like the name. What is the Tampa Bay Tornadoes? Like, it says professional arena football, but not in the Arena Football League.
Did somebody just make up a website?
I don't know. They are proud to announce the signing of defensive back Jonte Green, who went to high school in St. Pete and then received a scholarship to New Mexico State and was a sixth-round draft pick by the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Jonte now plays with the and Jonte is like, I'm either going to kill myself or play with the Tampa Bay Tornadoes or maybe do one then the other.
Yeah.
Because he was Galvin, why don't you try out for the Tornadoes?
Nah, XFL or higher.
I guess.
I'm sorry. Can't be doing that.
I know.
Joke stuff.
All right, well, I'll mention it to Vince when we talk about the possibility of doing the... So here's the other thing. So does the Bone become the radio home of the Tampa Bay Tridents?
Oh, yeah.
With me.
Top Guns.
With me and it won't be Simeon Rice. You need somebody who can really do a good...
Well, I think since the Bucks hate us, this is our in with a pro football team.
Bucks do hate us.
I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what it is either. I don't know, Carmen. That's what we're trying to figure out. Can I talk about that thing the other day?
Sure.
Gio got a call the other day from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he was like, oh, all right, awesome. Then he answered the phone, and they were like just trying to sell him season tickets. But it was just so funny because they're doing like a buy one, get one free ticket deal. And weren't they like just threatening people that they wouldn't renew their season tickets because they were selling them?
Yeah, like a year
or two
ago.
Yeah. And now they're giving away buy one, get one freeze. And they're winning. What a great victory yesterday. By the way, when did we sign this Adams guy?
He's been on the team, I believe.
Why did he decide to play yesterday?
I have no idea.
Did they win last week or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's two games they won? Yeah.
They're saying now there's a possibility they could make the playoff. It's not possible, but it's mathematically,
they're not out.
You'd have if New Orleans really craps the bed and the Bucs win here on out.
Well, New Orleans played like garbage against Dallas this past week, and now Tampa plays New Orleans this coming week.
Right. And if we can beat New Orleans.
Where? Here or there?
Here.
Because we beat them week one.
Right, yeah.
A couple
of things. Jameis was fantastic yesterday.
This I know.
Okay, I know. But we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that yet this year. 2 weeks in a row of really good Jameis always helps out.
He broke a Buccaneer franchise record over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? I just saw that.
He's now thrown more touchdowns than any franchise quarterback.
Whoa. Good for you, Jameis.
Big deal. That's not a feat.
But he's
in this
still
town.
The best we've ever had.
Yeah, because you didn't have Mike Alstott to hand it to him. Because if we did, we would have been giving it to him and Dave Moore and all the other guys we used to give it to. What's the tiny little guy's name? Little running back. Warrick Dunn. Anyway, the Buccaneers played great. The defense played great. What Gerald McCoy decided to play, Jason Pierre-Paul is playing as great as he's been playing. They were all over Russell Wilson. And on top of that, this Adams guy.
Four picks.
And if you go to our Instagram, did you see that picture of him giving the finger as he's got the ball? It's on our Instagram page if you want to go look at it. Instagram.com/MikeOutTheShow. Did you see the picture?
No.
He's. I think it's inadvertent, but he's got the ball. And McCaffrey's going to tackle him. And he's running like this. And he's giving him the finger as he's running. It's great.
Next move is last Boy Scout.
Yeah, shoot him. I was very excited, and the sentiment of Tampa Bay was everybody's like, oh, my God, this is two in a row. This is a really good team because we didn't just squeak out another win. We had a dominant win, and we held on through the whole game. I was very impressed. It was exciting to be a Buccaneer fan yesterday.
What sucks is the Bucs lead the league in, like, offense as far as yards and stuff, but they do stupid stuff to lose games, give up, you know, a lot of points on defense, and they have a good offense that can score points, they just beat themselves.
What if we did the Tampa Bay Bones?
Oh.
And then we use like kind of like a skull and crossbone like the...
Yeah.
And then we really tie in here. You know what I mean? And then if we win, the bone is very erect.
What?
No, raise the bone! Right?
That is something.
Stroke the bone!
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, we're losing. What do we need to do? Stroke the bone. Yeah. The whole stadium starts going, stroke, Stroke.
Yeah, the faster you stroke it, the better they play.
Instead of the wave, we all do this.
like a bunch of shake weights going in the crowd.
Yeah, instead of giving out terrible towels and stuff like that, they just have shake weights that are made like bones.
Or clean-up towels. Definitely clean-up towels. Will you go to any of the games?
For the XFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll check it out.
I went to an Orlando Rage game.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, if you're on the team, I'm there.
Yeah.
If I'm getting paid, I'm there every game. That's the other thing. They pay like $100 a game. That's what they did before.
I think tickets have to be cheap, though, to get people to go.
Yeah, right?
It can't be like on NFL level.
No. You can't even put NFL level ticket prices on NFL tickets and get people to go.
I'd go for like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take a whole family for $100.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be so bad.
Okay. And they should just do it. They should do like this many rows up all the way around. Those are $75, then $50, then $20 for all the 300.
Yeah. And $250, you can sit on the bench with the players.
Yeah. I mean, $500, you get to play.
That's like arena football. The arena, when the Storm were here, I mean, if you were a sponsor of the Storm, like for the season, and you took that crap seriously, they would pretty much let you sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were a strong enough sponsor.
I'm curious how closely they tie in the WWE this time. Because a lot of the guys, live here, but...
Hopefully nothing more than coin tosses.
Right, because that was kind of the mistake they made, is they made it too much.
No more cheerleaders. No more inside the locker room. Just let it be football and let people have... Because when football season's over and you're like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got a couple more weeks of cold weather and I have no football and it just stinks. And the hockey's good, but... We're already into hockey here already, so.
Will Doug Flutie play in the XFL?
I mean, he probably can. Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of football, TMZ released a video of Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt assaulting a woman back in February. The team immediately cut him, saying that they knew there was an incident, but Kareem had lied to them, apparently. In a sit-down with ESPN, Kareem said he's sorry and he's embarrassed. We have the video up on Bone TV. Have you seen this yet or no?
No.
So it's in a hotel, and there's some pushing going on and stuff. There's Kareem right there talking with a lady, and she gets up in his face a little bit, and then he's pushing her, and this guy's trying, he pushes her there, and this guy's trying to hold him back. He pushes him, pushes her again. There's a lot of that, a lot of pushing and stuff, and obviously you're not supposed to put your hands on a woman. He's fighting away from his guys to try and get at her. But if you go forward, Joey, to where I showed you before, this, I think, is the big part, is pushing, and then when she's down, he walks over and kicks her. Watch this. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care how gentle that kick was. You never do that.
Yeah.
You never do that. You never hit a woman like that. The only time it's ever acceptable to hit a woman is when she is attacking you or biting you while her boyfriend's beating you up. No, but seriously, it's never acceptable. And how anybody would want to be associated with that guy after that video is public is ridiculous.
Yeah, so he is out.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? Physicist Neil deGrasse Tyson has been accused of sexual misconduct by three women, one of whom says he drugged and raped her early 80s. Yeah. DeGrasse Tyson denies it and says he welcomes an investigation being undertaken by the producers of his show Cosmos. So,
whoa.
Yeah, but it's sexual misconduct he's being accused of. There was one lady who said that she was at an event, whatever, and I guess she has some sort of space, I don't know whether it's a galaxy or some sort of tattoo. And he lifted up where her dress, the arm sleeve was, went like that to see it. And that was offensive to her.
Well, so, I mean, you know, she can go, hey, and he can go, I'm sorry. I thought you were showing it to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But I mean, that's not sexual.
But there's the degree of that's one of the things. And then this one says he drugged and raped her.
Well, that's a whole new level.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. So we'll see what happens with that. But like he said, he's denying everything and he welcomes an investigation. So we'll see what happens.
I knew he was too squeaky clean.
Finally, in news, according to a new study, the majority of Americans admit they'd rather marry someone for money over love. 56% of people say marrying someone who, quote, provides financial security is more important than marrying someone because you're, quote, head over heels in love.
Yeah.
So if you got money, you got a better chance than if you're just a swell person.
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah, that is it for news.
All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are our phone numbers. If you'd like to reach us a little bit later on, if you are in the same position I am in, where you have no idea what to get your wife, your spouse, your girlfriend, your side piece, your boyfriend, whatever you have.
Or Pap-Pap.
Pap-Pap. Julie Weintraub's going to stop by. They got a little 12 Days of Christmas special going on. There's something new every day. We'll talk to her about that. I'll also have more tickets to give away a little bit later on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.